Okay, we're starting the next Perek, Perek Shlishi. Arba Nedorim Hitiru Shlishi or Shlishi? Shlishi. Arba Nedorim Hitiru Chachomim. The Rabbonon were matur, not that they were matur, but they said that these Nedorim don't count as Nedorim. It's not that they were osur and they were matur them, but they explained that these Nedorim don't have a din of Nedorim. What are they? Nidrei Zeruzim, and the Gemara, the Mishnah itself, will discuss the first one, and later Mishnayos will discuss the other ones. Nidrei Zeruzim, in a few seconds we'll see what that is. The Nidrei Havoi, where a person exaggerates, and it's obvious he's exaggerating. Again, in order to be a neder, it has to be pi v'libo shavim. He has to mean what he's saying, and he has to say it. So either if he didn't say it, and it's not a yad, and it's not a kinui, so then even if he meant it, meaning it, but not saying it, is not a neder. And even if he said something, but he didn't mean it, and it's clear he didn't mean it, then it's also no neder. So these are nedorim that the person didn't really mean them. Nidrei Zeruzim, Nidrei Havoi, Histam says things that are totally exaggerated. The Nidrei Shkogos, right, he did it b'shogeg, he unintentionally made the neder. The Nidrei Onsim, or something forced him to make the nether, circumstances beyond his control. And again, the Mishnayos will discuss each one as we get to them. Now the first one. Nidrei Zeruzim Ketzot. What's the case of Nidrei Zeruzim? Hoyamocher Chefetz. Person was selling something. Va'omar Konim She'eni Poches L'chom Min Asela. And he said to the buyer, the money that I get from this transaction should be ushered to me if I take less than a seller from you. In other words, you're not going to get this for less than a seller. And if I take less than a seller, then the money's going to be ushered to me, so there's no reason for me to sell it to you. The halal, many other guy says, no. Kolim she'eni mosif chol shekel. Right? If I give you a penny more than a shekel, the money, what's it called, the chayfa, should be ushered to me. So I'm not going to give you a penny more than a shekel, because if I do, there's no purpose of me buying it, because the thing's going to be ushered to me. So both are adamant in their positions. See Rashi. Arba Nidorim Hitiru Chachomim below Shum Sheila. These are, the Chachomim said, these are not Nidorim at all. You don't have to have any Hatoris Nidorim. Nidrei Zeruzim Min Hasela Shu Arba Dinrim. A Sela is four dinar. The Halo HaKona Omer Sheino Mosif Lo Al HaShekel Shu Shnei Dinrim. This one says, I'm not going to take less than four dinrim, and then I'm not going to give you more than two. Okay? So what Shnehem wrote in Bishlosha Dinarim. The truth is that neither one really meant what they said. They're just bargaining, right? That's the way people bargain. So I say, I'm not going to take less than four. I really meant I'll take three. But I want to say a little bit more, so right, you said you're not going to give more than two. You really meant you give three. Right? So in the end, we can compromise on three. And that's what you really meant. So I never meant to make a nether over here. We all meant just to bargain. Rashi Shneim Rotsim Bishlosha Dinarim Kolomer Zeha Nishpe She'eno Poches Lo Min Hasela Lo Hayapiv Alibo Shavim. He never meant to really make a nether that if he takes less than four, the money's ushered to him. Lakach, he never meant it. He only meant as a bargaining measure to get his three. Lakach shelo yifchas lo menaseh leklum ele lahachi noter kein lezari zeschadeiro sheitin lo gimel didorim. He did it as a means to give the other person the to give him the incentive to give him three, right? Who wrote the law? Possession nishba shaloli tein lo yosar mishekel. And this one who made a shvua, a nether. He's not going to give more than a shekel, more than two dinarim. Lo haya piva libosher. He never really meant that. Shalo haya bedaita shalo yitein yosar. El lekach nader sheitein lo begimul dinarim. Leficha mutar. The only reason I said it because I want you to give it to me for three, not for your original position of four. Okay. So therefore, the Chachamim understood that in such a situation or cases like that, where my entire intention is only to give you the incentive, to motivate you. That's the thing, to motivate you to do what I want. And I never really meant what I said, then it's not a nether. Okay. Arba nedorim hitiru chachomim. Omer le Rab Abba bar Memel Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Nasser Rabbi Ami. Amroslan Mishmed Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. You said to us in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Man Tana Arba nedorim. Who is the author of this Mishnah? Who's the source of this Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar Mishum Reb Tarfin, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Reb Tarfin, La Olam Ein Echad Mehem Nasi Lavishlo Nitan Zirus Allah Haflo. We had the case already a few times. Two people are standing, and a guy is coming towards them, and one of them says, "I'm a Nazir if that guy's a Nazir, or if that's so and so." The other one says, "I'm a Nazir if it's not so and so, right? And he's not a Nazir." Okay, either case. So, Rabbi Yehuda holds in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, neither of them are Nazirim. Even if in the end the guy is either a Nazir and he's either that guy or not that guy, so one of them should be a Nazir. No, since when they made the Nazirus, it wasn't clear, right? Nazirus has to be Bahafla, Kiyafli Lindor, has to be clear at the time you did it. And if there's any unclarity, there's only something that's unclear and not definite at the time that you made the Nazirus, it's not a Nazir. Same thing goes for Nedarim. So therefore, our Mishnah, which says that neither one knew at this point what was going to happen, right? They left it on condition. You can't make a nether like that on condition, because it's not clear. It has to be clear at the time you made it. And here, since the guy said, "I'm not going to take less than two," he didn't know what was going to be, if he's going to, well, what's it called, less than four. And the other guy said, "I'm not going to give you more than two." They didn't know what was going to be, right, if he's going to give him or not give him or whatever, and therefore, since it was a nether that was made in a state of unclarity, it's not a nether. But according to the Chachamim, who argue, it would be, this Nidrei Zeruzim is only not a nether because you need Haflah. But if you don't hold like that, then it's a good nether. Not like we explained the Mishnah, which Gemara now is going to say is the real reason. Rava Amar Afilu Temer Abonin. Miktani Shneim Rotsu, Shneim Rotsim Ktani. It doesn't say, now in the end, they settled for that. So in the beginning, they didn't know what was going to be. No, each one knew exactly what was going to be. Right? They're just what's it called, putting on a play. Right? I know that in the end, I'm going to take three, and you know in the end, you're going to, what's it called, give me three. But this is the way people bargain. So we'll go through the motions. So there was never nothing unclear. From the very time they did it, they knew clearly what it was. So that's not the reason why it's not a nether. It's not a nether because they never meant it. They only use this as a bargaining chip. That's the reason that. Therefore, it applies even to the Chachamim, who hold you don't need Haflah, but here that's not the reason why the nether is no nether. The reason is, like we explained in the Mishnah, Rashi. Man Tana Hitiru Chachamim, Rabbi Yehudahi, the Omer Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. Velo samcha daitayu mamash l'shem nezirus, ela tolu nezirusum b'zeshe bo kenegdon. They never really were committed to being a nazir. They made it depend on another factor which wasn't clear at the time that they made the nezirus. Ela tolu nezirusum b'zeshe bo kenegdon. Velo haya piva libo shavim, lahachi ein echad mehem nazir. That's why neither one is a nazir. Hachinami, same thing in our case. Lo somcha datayu b'shas haneder, dechol chad v'chad adaita dechavrei, kedei lezarzo, v'lo hoya piva libo shodim. And the same thing over here. Neither one, what's it called, was sure that he wasn't going to accept whatever, because he was really dependent on what the other one would answer. So the whole situation was unclear. Kedei lezarzo, v'lo hoya piva libo shodim, lohachi. The Rabbanan and the Pligi alayd Rabbi Yehuda, because according to the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yehuda and hold you don't need a clear cut situation, even if later on it becomes defined, that's good enough. The Amri Afagav the Losom Chadatayu Lios Noder Mamish Benozer. The Tolan Zeros Beacher Havi Nozer Also Shinisgaim Mudvarav. The one that turned out to be right. Either it was that guy or it wasn't that guy. It was, he was a Nazir, or wasn't. Whichever one was right is a Nazir. Even though they weren't sure what's going to be, Right? I'm taking this position, but I'm not sure in the end if that's what's going to be or not. Shalom iskavnu el dezaris asurim. Still, according to Rabbanan, be also, because in the end it was nisbarer, right, that either he took less or gave more, whatever. Damrina kishinadru vade somcha daitayu. Zelo yifchos misel of zelo yosef al sheker. They were for sure what they said. They're not going to, right? The haripiyim v'libon shavim v'asim. And therefore, it's enough clear, according to the Rabbanan, to be making a neder. Rova omer afilu teimer Rabbanan. No, even the Rabbanan could agree to this Mishnah. The pligi aleid Rabbi Yehuda. Miktani shneim rotsu. The iktani hachi avi mashma shneim rotsu b'tchila b'shlosh adinyori. Right, both of them wanted three. The mot the ella achshav b'shas haneder and rotsim. When they made the nether, they didn't know what was going to be. Right, they were hoping that they would get their way. Ella somcha daitayu adibur pian upian v'libun shavim. The nether ma'al yehu rotsim tana. No, the mashu mikara how you rotsim begin with. When they said it to begin with, they knew that it wasn't going to be like they said. They were only using that as a bargaining chip. It's not something that was misbarer later. It was something that was now. V'akati shneim nami rotsim. And that's the same thing exactly what they want. V'loha yapia and v'libam shovim. Therefore, when they said two and four, they never meant it. Because they, to begin with, meant three. And therefore, it's not two and four. Hilka chafilu rabbonim moldi mutarin. U'kdei lezari zeh zeh nisgavnu shehim. That's why what's it called is mutter. There's a shayel and rishonim here. Lamaisa, what's it called? The two and the four. Is that a nether legabi that? No, legabi the three, it's not a nether. Because they really. But how about legabi the two and the four? Can they take less than two or more than four? Or that Lamaisa the nether is chal? Or no, since it wasn't chal at all for the three, so it's not chal for anything either. That's a machlokas we show. Okay. Let's go on. Omer le Ravina le Ravashi. Omer lo tfei misela. V'halo omer botzer mishekel, right? The way Rashi learns, and this is one of the ways the Ran learns also, so we'll just learn that. In the case where one said two and one said four, and they both agreed to three, it's pretty close. But if one said, what's it called? I'm only going to take more than a seller, okay? And the other one said less than a shekel. So now we have a big difference between them. Right? Do we say over there also that they're willing to compromise somewhere in the middle, or no? Since the middle over now is far away from either side, we say for sure they didn't have that in mind, and therefore, what's it called? It's a real nether. Nidra havi o zeruzim havi. Is this also a case of zeruzim or not? We'll see Rashi. Omer lo tfei misela halo omer botzer mishekel. Hecha to omer sheino poches misela. V'zeh omer sheino mosif al shekel. Even the divrei shneim krovim l'shlosha dinarim, since they're very close, right? It's only one dinar more than this one, and one dinar less than that one. So then we can say they were using this as a bargaining chip. Amrina the nidrei zuzim heim. Avolhacha kiva the omer tvei misela. He said, "I'm going to take. It has to be more than a sela, more than four. The hainu pruta, right? The halo omer konem sheini mosif l'chol pruta pachos mishekel." I'm not going to, what's it called, give you more than, and I'm going to give you a pruta less than a shekel. The hashta marachi milsayu, mishlosha dinrim. Now, in the end, each one is far away from the three. The three isn't mamish smack in the middle of them. Even the daiki hochi, nidra havi, vasurim alo, disruzim havi. Here do we say that's not a bargaining chip, and they really mean it, and therefore it's a nether or not? That's one way of learning. The other way the Ran learns is that the guy mentioned the pruta, since he was exact to say, right, not I'm not going to take less than a sela and a pruta. So he's very exact. Maybe there we don't say that it's a bargaining chip, since he was so exact. But the way Rashi and the other pshat in the Ran is that since the par between them, gulf between them is so great, maybe there we don't say it's a bargaining chip. Samara says, Omer le tanina. No, we can learn it from the Mishnah. Hoye mesari b'chaveru shiyoch letzol. A guy was chepping his friend, come, eat by me, right? And he didn't want to eat by him. Omer lo konim beischa shani nichnos. Right? I'm ushering your house to me, that I can't even go into it. Tipa sonan shani toin. I won't take a drink of water, a drop of water in your house. Mele neder. Okay? Mutterly conisle, so he's allowed to go into the house. And he's allowed to drink too. What isn't he allowed to do, Rashi says? He's not allowed to eat. Because that's what he meant. Right? That's the way people talk. Right? They say things, they don't really mean what they're saying. They mean, I'm not going to eat. You're bugging me to eat in your house. I'm not going to eat. But to make a point, I'm going to tell you, not only am I not going to eat, I'm not going to even drink a drop of water or walk into your house. But he didn't really mean that. He meant he's not going to eat in the house. Right? So Rashi learns Lamaisa, but eating in the house is not is us. Other Rishonim learn that there's no nether here at all. Since what he said, didn't take effect, and he never said he's not going to eat, so nothing takes effect. But the Rashi learned that when I say I'm not going to drink a drop of water, walk into your house, I mean I'm not going to eat. That's the way of me saying I just want to use this as a tool to make sure that you get the message. Okay. What I really meant was achil and shtiyah, and therefore Rashi says that's what's chal. And others say no, you meant it, but you didn't say it. Va'amai, v'hatipas sonen komer. Why do we say that he didn't mean the drink of water or that we're coming to the house? Ela mishtoy in ishochi. Hachanami mishtoy in ishochi. People talk like that too. Even when they bargain, they don't only bargain close to the middle, but they bargain and they say a lot more and a little bit more, and in the end they know that they're going to come to an agreement somewhere towards the middle. Rashi. Hoya Masariv. Shehoya Matsiro Lecho Etzlomaat. He was bugging him, come and eat something by me. Konim Beishani Nichnos, Shenodishlo Yikonis Levesli. Made a nether that your house should be also to me, I can't come into it. The Tipa Zonan Shani Toim. Shlo Lecho Etzlo Klum. I won't even drink water by you. A drip of water. Mutali Konis Levesalecho Vikima Vishlo Semeno Tipa Zonan. He's allowed to go into the house and he's allowed to take a drink of water or whatever. He can't eat though a meal. So Rashi learns that he can't eat a meal, because when he said this, it's as if he said I'm not going to eat a meal, it's just he said it in this way. I never really meant that, I meant to say it's like a bargaining wedge, right? I'm saying it like this to make it clear that I'm not going to eat by you. So why is he mustered? Right? When the guy says, eat by me, he meant a suda. I'm really answering what you said. You said eat by me, and I said I'm not going to eat by you, but the way I said it, I'm not even drink a drop of water by you, but I really meant I'm not going to eat by you. Lahachi motelishto tiposonon hachinami mishtoi inishvachi dechimiskaven litein shlosha dinarim omer shenamosiv apruta pachas mishekel. People speak like that. Even if they had in mind to take 3 dinarim, they still say I'm not going to take less than a pruta from a seller. That's also the way people talk. Even if he said more than a seller and the other guy said less than a shekel, it's still considered nidrei zuzim.